New York is one of only four states across the country with an average of more than 200 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, 215 and a half to be exact. It's one of the 35 contributing measures that place the state 10th in the nation for overall health in America's health rankings. But that high number of physicians isn't necessarily benefiting everyone in the state equally. Dr. Adam Aponte with United Health says there's a tale of two New Yorks, with large populations, leading medical institutions, and a concentration of doctors downstate.
And so those things, I think, really to a certain degree some of this data, because as we know, some of the more remote parts of New York, upstate and, you know, further, sort of more remote areas, transportation is a big issue in terms of access to care. The number of primary care doctors are not as concentrated as perhaps you see in New York City.
But even if the number of physicians are spread in uneven ways, it's still good news for New York, and the results show in the low number of premature death rates. For that, New York comes in third in the nation.
That means that we're focusing more on preventive care than, you know, taking care of urgent care or episodic care issues. And really, that's our goal. We want folks to be coming to the doctor to prevent illnesses or prevent them from getting further exacerbated versus at the time of disease and when disease is, you know, a tremendous burden on them.
On the downside, the state scored worst in cases of chlamydia, high school graduation rates, disparity in health status, and cardiovascular deaths. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.